Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, where we love naked women and we love showers. So, Mr. Skin, what do you got for us, babe?
Well, Andrew, I'm going to go really clean this week. This is going to be the cleanest episode we've ever done.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I'm going to do today. I've been wanting to do this forever. It's going to be my 10 favorite group shower scenes of all time. And I got to say, had so much fun putting this list together.
I'm all about it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me explain, because I got to...
Yeah, break it down.
I want to give you... Because I don't know if you understand to a guy why a group... What's the allure of a group shower?
I can guess, but...
Listen, it's a numbers game, okay? So, you know, one naked actress is great, two is twice as great, and then anything above three is about... You know, 69 times is great. So, yeah. Now, believe me, I'm in the solo showers. They're hot, all that, because the actress is completely naked. But it's like they're soaping up. They're touching every one of the, you know, their most intimate areas, just like they'd be doing at home.
Yeah.
But they said this before. This is interesting. I've heard this a number of times. I don't know what you think of this. They say that doing a shower scene is technically acting in itself, because it's like a documentary. It's like the real deal. That's like, if you're in the shower showering in a movie, it's like the real thing. It's like a documentary, and it is acting, even though you're just showering, but whatever. This is me just getting crazy about these shower scenes. But what's extra hot about seeing celebrities nude in the first place is, I've always said, is that we know them. So when you can get groups of celebrities or groups of actresses together in the shower, that makes it even better. And like I said, you add in multiple actresses, temperature goes through the roof. Beyond you know, just more naked bodies, there's also the fact that these women are all like close together, naked, and you know they're checking each other out, and more than likely probably getting turned on. So listen, when it comes to group shower scenes, it's the time-honored fantasy of, for me and for guys, just spying on the girls' shower room, like when you were in high school and all that. And part of this list and part of the reason I wanted to do this is like, just as for me growing up, like the thought of seeing, like, you know, 10 girls in college in the shower at the same time would have just completely blown my mind. And this is my way of kind of bringing to you the thrill of group shower scenes. So, Andrea, I am ready to unveil my 10 greatest group shower scenes of all time.
Everything you said made perfect sense to me. It's like, yeah, we're watching these actresses, you know, act in the shower, but really they're doing what they do in their showers. Then you add more in, and it's like more boobies, more, you know, what too? Also, I love hooking up in the shower. Is there anything better than the feeling of rubbing soap over like titties or boobs, or I mean, or not or boobs or butts? Like, there's just something about it. So when I get to see it on the big screen.
Listen, when I was stumbling over my introduction of this is, well, no, it's like, seeing just one hot actress in the shower is great, but if you could see multiple girls naked at the same time in a scene, that makes it extra special.
And they're wet.
These are, in the history of movies and television, my 10 favorite. And I hope you like these, and I hope you can follow along.
I'm ready.
For all you at home, be ready. All right,
Should we start at 10?
Yeah, let's start at 10, the greatest group shower scenes of all time. Very important list here. number 10 is a movie from 1994 called Girls in Prison, highlighted by a nude Anne Hesch and a group of babes completely naked in the shower. There's full frontal nudity. Anne Hesh just shows boobies in this, but wow, is it a hot scene.
Okay. And, I don't know any inmate that is as hot as any of these five babes.
Right.
I mean, okay. Come on. This is fantasy land over here.
You must suspend disbelief for a moment. this was part of Showtime did this Roger Corman Presents series, and they remade old B-movies from the 60s and 70s, and they kind of juiced them up with a little more nudity. And that's what Girls in Prison was. In 1994 on Showtime. And at the time, Anne Hesh was just starting out. So this was a great way to get to know her. You know, we didn't really know too much about her then. And it's funny, we joke at our office of when you have stealth bombers. And stealth bombers, that's a term for like smaller women that they have maybe smaller breasts, but when they actually get naked, it's like, they look bigger than you could have imagined, you know?
Yes.
Winona Ryder is a great example. But Anne Hesh, if you see this scene in all the movie or, you know, seeing her on TV and stuff, you never would guess she had this great a rack.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I never would have guessed. Because I can see her in my mind's eye, like doing, you know, shows or acting. And I see her, you know, in like dark sweaters and this or that. And the boobs don't project very much. But you're totally right. They are stealth bombers. Because as soon as she gets naked, it's like, whoa. That's good.
In this scene, she walks by. You joke that these girls are way too hot to be like prison girls.
The one third over from the right, her body's like perfect. I'm like, really? Really? What did you go to jail for? Being too hot? Like, why are you in?
Yeah. So she's like kind of checking out all the girls. And this was 3 years before she started to kind of be Hollywood's first open A-list lesbian. You remember she had that relationship with Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, yeah.
This was couple years before that. So I remember she also was in a movie the following year. I think it was like 1995 called Wild Side, where her and Joan Chen had one of the greatest lesbian scenes of all time. But yeah, so this was like Anne Hesh just she was about to break out, and tons of girls in the shower. She walks past and it's a super hot scene. It's my 10th greatest group shower scene of all time.
Oh my God, if that's number 10, what the hell is number 9? How does it get better than that?
It gets better. It gets better. So
right,
now, number 9 on my list is a movie which came out in 2017 and in 4K, which was awesome because it meant that we could see this great nudity in even better, even better viewage. It's called Starship Troopers from 1997. And the main girl that you would know is Dina Meyer, who was best known at the time. She was Lucinda Nicholson on Beverly Hills 90210 in that era. But Starship Troopers was set in the future where men and women were truly equal. And the movie's about the Earth's army fighting these giant space bugs. And what was interesting is male and female soldiers not only train and fight right alongside each other, but they also showered right alongside each other. So this is weird because there's a bunch of girls, but also a bunch of guys. And normally you'd think, oh man, a bunch of dudes, that'll ruin the scene. But it was so hot because you had Dina Meyer from 90210 and a bunch of other babes in the shower. And it's just really cool just how, you know, they all work together and they're all naked together. It's really a hot scene.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch because you do see like the equality. The guys are still joking around and having fun.
And the girls are hitting the girl slaps the guy's butt.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's all back ass word.
Right.
If you will. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So this is Starship Troopers. Like when this came out on 4K, we were promoting at the website, see one of the greatest group shower scenes ever, now in 4K, high definition. So yeah, we love this. It's awesome. And it's number 9 on my list of the greatest group shower scenes of all time.
Very cool. You know, I've never seen this movie, but it's given me reason to.
Yeah, you might want to check it out because you're not afraid to shower with a group of guys though, right?
No, I'm not afraid to shower with anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just like, it's just, for me, nudity is nudity. Like, who cares, you know? I can make it sexual if I want to, but, you know, being naked is not a big deal for me.
As a little trivia, that was Paul Verhoeven after he did Showgirls. This was his follow-up to Showgirls, so, yeah.
Good little trivia bit there. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so that's number 9. So number 8 on my list of the greatest, my favorite group shower scenes of all time is a 1980s classic called Reform School Girls from 1986. The scene happens at the 26-minute mark.
And well, just by the title alone, you know it's going to be good. Yeah, Reform School right. Girls? Okay.
Look at all that bush in there. But yeah, Wendy O. Williams is really the key to this scene. She was, at the time, she was the lead singer of the group The Plasmatics, which was an 80s shock rock group. They were like punk and heavy metal, and they did these outrageous stage stunts and stuff. And I remember there used to be, like, in magazines, you'd see Wendy O. Williams. Her big thing was she'd wear these like electrical tape over her nips and a leather thong. And even when she'd be up on the stage singing, that's what she'd wear. Sometimes she'd have a chainsaw just above the crowd. She'd fire shotguns into the walls. Yeah, it was crazy. It was the 80s, man. And whatever. She's a weird, crazy rocker. But anyway, she did a little in the movies here. In this Reform School Girls is just what you'd think it is in 80s. It's like a, you know, just it's kind of like an 80s version of a drive-in movie from the 70s. And just great. Group shower scene. I said it was at around 26 minutes in, but just a great scene of a ton of girls. Look at the 80s hair.
I'm seeing it. Hair is super high, big volume, huge bangs. Now back then they used to cut the bangs back at the middle of the head, because I always wondered how they got them so big and fluffy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I know.
It's funny because you see, it's like you could tell just by looking at their hair, and I'm talking to and fro that it's the 80s, because it's the 80s. That girl that spits the water, her hair is so 80s.
Oh,
but yeah, just a ton of hot, beautiful women. And Wendy O. Williams also makes it just a great moment and a really cool movie, Reform School Girls, my eighth favorite group shower scene,
man,
of all
that's
time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
It's really cool.
What is number seven?
Well, number seven, I'm pretty sure you know the movie. It's Carrie from 1976.
I've seen Carrie probably 20 times.
Yeah, it's a very popular Brian De Palma / Stephen King movie. And what's amazing about this is it happens in the opening credits, which, could you imagine, you sit down in 1976 in a theater and this is how the movie starts? Your mind has to be completely blown. And it's technically, you tell me if I'm okay with this on my ruling, but it's technically not, it's almost more of a locker room scene. But each of these girls is coming out of a steamy group shower. So I left it as a group shower scene. Don't forget, too, that Sissy Spacek was in the shower, but she was alone when the girls were humiliating her. But
I think it's a shower scene because they're leaving the shower naked, going into the locker room. I'm with you.
Yeah. And Nancy Allen is the one that you see her bush right there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a great scene from a great movie. And I know Nancy Allen went on to marry the director Brian De Palma, and that scene with Sissy Spacek was a rough scene, no question about it, but that happened minutes after this. But at the beginning of this movie, when all these girls are in the locker room and walking out of that steamy fantasy of a shower that they're all coming out of, as just a powerful, powerful movie moment. And my seventh favorite group shower scene of all time.
And I love how you have cut the fantasy off right before it turns into a nightmare. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I didn't want to ruin the Carrie was throwing tampons at her.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It really is hot with the way Nancy's like kind of just so carefree and bouncing. And that's how nudity should be. You know, I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now it's time for our Camstar Spotlight of the Week, sponsored by Streamate, the largest live cam platform online. Today we're joined by Ashley Hayes. Hey, gorgeous. How are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm fine. And you?
We're great. Better
Doing
now
great.
That we came on your profile. And I want to let everyone know, to find Ashley, go to Ashley_Hayes, and you will not be disappointed.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because I always look at the girls and the first couple of like words that pop into my mind, they're not always the same ones that the girls pick. But I looked at you and I was like, oh my God, she's cute. She's sexy. And I look at your thing and it's like, I'm cute, I'm sexy. And you just are a tiny little delight. 5'3", 101 pounds, blonde, green, perky little boobs. I mean, you're awesome.
I try. What
feel like you don't even have to try, though. I think you just woke up like the cutest little thing ever.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So how did you start camming and working for Streamate?
Well, it's actually quite a funny story. I was dating this guy, actually, who used to be in love with cam girls. And one day he was like, I caught him snooping on one of the girls. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? And he's like, well, actually, funny story, you should actually try to do this. He's like, you'd be great at it. And I was like, me, what are you talking about? Like, there's no way. Like, I didn't exactly have like the total self-confidence to do such a thing. And once I started and like, you know, Streamate was actually so helpful with me. Like, I started, the girls were all so nice. As I started, everyone kind of contacted me and they like gave me pointers and tips.
Oh,
and,
that's like, great.
Yeah. And like, once I just got it like rolling, I just realized like, this is something that I really love doing. This is something that I want to commit to. I enjoy it thoroughly. It's pretty much all I do every day, all day. That's how I started. Thanks to my ex.
Oh, he's an ex now, huh?
So, Ashley, what are your favorite things to do on Streamate for your fans?
Honestly, I just like to bring people joy to their day because I know most of my guys, you know, they have like tough days working, as most of the men do online. And, you know, they get on to have a good time, to have fun. And I just like to bring smiles to their faces while I'm naked, dancing for them, doing whatever really comes to me. Like, all my shows are quite different. I never really keep the same show, as I always like to just change up stuff. I have a lot of the same regulars that come back to me for years now, so I like to give them something different all the time. And that pretty much, I just like to give a good time, bring happiness to people.
I absolutely love that. And you do that. Now, you have a kinky attribute of smoking. Do a lot of fans like you to smoke on cam?
That's funny that you say, because always when I smoke in what we call free chat, I never show myself smoking. And I always explain this because I have a lot of guys that, you know, take me to shows to see me smoke.
Interesting.
Like, yeah. And like, it's just something like, I don't have many great things that I can like do, like these things, like fetish wise. I'm not really into fetishes. I keep it more just vanilla. Like more vanilla kind of. And like, for me, like the smoking thing is really good. Like most guys just like to see me naked and smoke a cigarette and like do the circles and like, you know, those types of things.
Yeah.
Like, they just love it. You know,
do you like that, Skin?
Yeah, I was going to say the circle, naked circle smoke is pretty cool.
It's pretty fun.
Well, that's awesome. What celebrity do people tell you you look most like?
You know, it varies. Like some days I get Cameron Diaz, other days I'll get Michelle Pfeiffer. So
that's
like,
what I was
I don't
going
know.
With. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I don't know. I'm leaning more towards the Michelle Pfeiffer personally.
I agree.
Thank you. So I would say that. But the smile is massive. So I guess that's where Diaz comes in.
Right. Well, it's because you love laughing and you love smiling and you love sharing that with other people. I think like the way you do Streamate is wonderful because you're kind of open. Like even on your profile, it says you do it all pretty much. Just ask.
You know, I just like to give my all to these guys because, you know, most of them give me their all. And it's like the least I can do is be real and open and honest and, you know, I just, like I said before, I'm not like, I'm not very super sexual, sexy. So like for me, what I can do is like do my naked funsies. And that's what I call it. I just like to
so
have
cute.
Fun naked and make people have a good time. And if I'm horny, I'll bring that out of me. Or if I just want to dance and make them smile, I'll do that. Or like, I really go with the vibe of my room, the mood of the guys. Like, you can't just do the same thing all the time because each person varies. Each person's different. Right. And I think that's something that over the years of camming and streaming, you develop and you, like, acquire this. You get to know your customer and your regular. And then you know what exact show to give them because not everyone is the same, you know? Some people
Absolutely.
Like chicken, some people like steak. So you gotta give them.
I love it. And some people are vegan. Well, it's like, you know what, Ashley, I like you, girl. And I feel like I want to join in some of your naked funsies. But, well, that'll be another discussion for another day.
Wow, sure. I tell that all to all my guys. I don't know if you're going to come 100%, but I'll tell you one thing. You're going to have a good time and you'll come back to me.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashley Hayes. And thanks again to our sponsor, Streamate, where you can interact with Ashley and thousands of other sexy cam stars. Streamate, serious fucking business.
Anyway, we move on because there's more great group shower scenes here. Number six on my list, I'm a big fan of the Ilsa, these 70s drive-in movies. But Ilsa the Wicked Warden from 1979, it's part of the infamous Ilsa series, which are the sickest, maybe most evil drive-in exploitation movies ever made. They had Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS, Ilsa harem keeper of the oil sheiks, and Ilsa the tigress of Siberia. These were weird, crazy 70s movies, but look at this scene.
This is
in
nuts,
Ilsa the
Skin.
Wicked Warning. This is the one at the 36 minute mark. The only real actress you might recognize is Lena Romay, who she's probably the biggest star in this scene. And you're talking like six, seven, probably, well, maybe more, eight or nine B movie actresses here, but Lena Romay, she was a legendary, like, cult movie queen in her own right. And anyway, she's done a ton of great nudity, but she's probably the most famous girl in this thing. But look, there's a kind of the girls fighting. There's hitting on each other. A lot of hot babes. Now, this was the 70s, so there's a lot of big bushes. But I just love this whole crazy scene from a crazy movie. And by the way, Diane Thorne was Ilsa. And she was ridiculously hot. She's not in this scene in particular, but okay, she was nude in a bunch of these movies. But yeah, these Ilsa movies from the 70s are skin classics. And I definitely wanted to get one of their great group shower scenes in my list of my 10 favorite.
I mean, this is nuts. And just by what we've seen so far, because, you know, I'm a big group shower scene fanatic as well. Do you feel that most of the best shower scenes came out of the 70s and 80s? Do we have?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm thinking back, it's like they were all old movies.
It was 70. Really, it's almost entirely 70s and 80s, the classics. There's a couple that aren't from the 70s or 80s on my
but
list.
Few.
But it's
yeah,
heavy, heavy 70s and 80s.
And
yeah,
like you said, this Ilsa or whatever, Ilsa, whatever, however you say it, the scene is complete. There's laughing, there's dancing, there's fighting, there's everything. Like in seconds. It's yeah, crazy.
Yes.
It's
yeah,
nuts.
It's crazy. So yeah, Ilsa the Wicked Warden, 36 minutes in, my sixth favorite group shower scene of all time. So Andrea, we're down to the five greatest group shower scenes ever. And
we are blazing through this.
Yeah, I can't wait. Now, this one. Uh-oh.
Skin, yes.
Andrea, yes, the Wheel of Skin.
Awesome.
This is where CP, the EP, spins the Wheel of Skin and picks an actress that I can, of course, Pat Sajakoff, and you?
Vagia White.
Vagia White. This is a Merck and Griffin production where he pulls up an actress and I riff on what's her story, what's her skinography, what's her best movies for nudity, and it's become a fun part of the Mr. Skin podcast. And CP, go ahead and spin the wheel.
Okay.
He randomly spins it. Let's see what he comes up with.
And we have Gretchen Mol.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Do you know who Gretchen Mol is?
I do, and I can't think of any nudity, so gotta lay it on.
Oh, my
me.
God. I can help you out there.
Please.
Well, Gretchen Mol is a really beautiful blonde actress. You also probably seen her in black wigs and stuff in different movies, but for me, Boardwalk Empire was, like, to me, her defining moment. Like, she played Jillian Darmody for many seasons. I really loved Boardwalk Empire on HBO. But it kind of was weird for me because she's about 45 years old right now, or she's about a 45-year-old actress. But she, at the time, was playing Michael Pitt's mom.
Oh.
And they were only, like, a 7-year age difference.
That's so weird.
It was weird because I always thought of her, like, one of the early movies she was in when I just launched MrSkin.com in 1999 was called Forever Mine. And she was like 24 years old. And for many years, we considered that one of the best, like she had like some of the best breasts you ever saw in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a young girl. And then she did the notorious Betty Page about 5 or 6 years later,
mm-hmm.
where she played Betty Page in the movie and was naked a ton, like full on.
That's right. Duh. Yeah. Yep.
Right. So I always thought of her as this young, hot babe. But then on Boardwalk Empire, she played Jimmy's mom.
So weird.
And he's a grown man. So it was like, it messed with my head, though. She got naked a lot on Boardwalk Empire because she was like a madame and she, you know, was a prostitute. And she had a rough go at it at the last seasons of the show. But it was always weird because it messed with my, I always thought of her as this younger woman, whereas then they tried to make her seem older. But she was always hot on Boardwalk Empire. But check out Forever Mine and the Notorious Betty Page, two great movies to see Gretchen Mol naked. But that's a great, great pull from the Wheel of Skin, because I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's, because she has done so much like character work, it's hard to kind of think of her, because she's always been in costume. You know what I mean? So I'm glad you kind of broke that down and took us through all the different roles and where we can see the best stuff.
Yeah, but she's really got an incredible natural rack and shows it off. So she's been naked 7 times, but I'd say Boardwalk, Forever Mine, and Notorious Betty Page are must-see on the Gretchen Mol skinography list. So definitely check that out. So great Wheel of Skin. Thank you, CP, the EP. Yeah, that was awesome. Okay, Andrea.
Where do we leave off? We got a group shower list.
Yeah, we got a group shower list we got to get to. So anyway, I think I'm on number 5 on my list of the greatest group shower scenes of all time is from a Skin Classic Hall of Fame movie. It's called Private School from 1983. And it's best known, or make that breast known, for starring Phoebe Cates right after Fast Times and featuring Betsy Russell in the greatest nude on horseback scene of all time. So this is a
excellent
teen sex comedy classic. But what's interesting in this scene is this guy's dressed up as a woman and spies on the girls in the private school in the locker room, and he's like this fat, goofy looking guy, and he puts a wig on, and the girls are in the shower. And I'm just looking at the GIF we put up for you, and this is my bad, I should have caught this, but I wanted to point something out really cool about the scene. So
okay.
One of the girls, who unfortunately you can't see because it got cut, the GIF we're showing you got cut right before you saw her name is Linda Weissmeyer. And when I was a freshman in college, I had the July of 1982 Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the bus. Our baseball team was traveling, and we were on a bus or in a van or something going to a game. We were on the road. I'll never forget it. We were somewhere in like Texas or Oklahoma playing baseball. And I'm on this thing, and I open, you know, before the internet and everything, I'm reading my source material. I'm reading my July 1982 Playboy. And I noticed the July 82 Playmate of the Month, Linda Weissmeyer, who is nude in the shower scene that we're talking. This was like a groundbreaking moment for me.
Aww.
It was the first Playmate who was ever younger than me.
Wait, what?
Okay.
That's so cool. Like, for you.
I was 18 years old. And
wait, she was younger than... Wait, huh?
Well, no, because she was older than you.
She was younger than me.
Every Playmate was older than me until that day.
Oh,
I opened the July
18?
82 Play. So this was like a memorable moment in my life. The first Playmate who was ever younger than me. She was born in May. I was born in December of the previous year.
Okay, yeah, I got confused. So, I was like, there's no way she was 17. So, I got you. That's crazy, though.
So you'll never forget. I'll never forget the July 1982 Playmate. And yeah, and as soon as the guy makes his first peek into the shower, you see this Linda Weissmeyer with these gigantic natural boobs. And she went on to do, she was in a number of 80s teen sex comedies, always naked, and she's in this scene in Private School. But it's basically a bunch of high school girls, and this guy looks in, and it's just an awesome scene. Brink Stevens is one of the girls in the scene too, who was an 80s scream queen, appeared in tons of horror movies, including Slumber Party Massacre, Sorority Babes, and The Slime Ball,
mm-hmm.
Bolarama. So anyway, it's an awesome group shower scene. It's called Private School 1983, the 42-minute mark, and also has the first playmate that was younger than me my life.
And yeah, while you were still 18, which is the craziest part.
There weren't a lot of 42-year-old playmates, remember that. So, yeah, anyway, so that's number five. So number four is just, this is so, I have so many things to say about this. It's just such a great movie with a group shower scene. It's called Prison Girls, 1972, a horribly produced movie, which is a drive-in classic. Like, I've never seen it where it's almost like VHS quality. Mm-hmm. I've never seen like a really good print of this movie, but it starred Uschi Diggard, who is Russ Meyer's most spectacularly stacked actress. I just loved her, and she was born in Sweden, and she was in a ton of movies throughout the 70s.
So she's obviously the blonde one.
No, she's the girl on the, I don't know she's the one they show her walking alone with you get an enormous side bush as she's walking.
Okay,
and then she walks up to the other two actresses.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So anyway, she's amazing. Legendary. So she's probably best known. There was a movie called The Kentucky Fried Movie in 1977.
Yes,
and there was that famous scene where they had the greatest pressed ma'am scene ever in a movie where a girl was getting banged in the shower and her boobs were pushed up against the shower glass. And that was Uschi Diggard. And
wow.
This movie, supposedly it was released in 3D, which I've never seen a 3D version,
Prison
but
Girls?
Maybe that. Yeah. That'll blow your mind. But anyway, all I could say is had a ton of 70s B movie babes in this movie. And it's just, nobody would ever say this is super, you know, well acted or well written, but the quality of the babage in this thing and having Uschi Diggard, one of my favorite B-movie babes of all time, made this my fourth greatest group shower scene. And by the way, it happens right at the beginning of the movie at the 2-minute mark. So,
oh, wow. 2 minutes really and we get this amazingness?
Yeah, and a couple of years ago, the Rialto Report podcast somehow tracked down Uschi Diggard for the first ever interview. I've never even heard her other than in a movie speak, or she's very private. And it was really, so kudos to those guys for tracking her down and doing an interview.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, Prison Girls, 1972, the fourth greatest group shower scene of all time. So let me get to my third favorite. So Andrea, now you know this movie. I know I talked about it on your Playboy radio show,
right.
But it's more of a modern version of the group shower scene, but a great one nonetheless. It's from 2011. Take This Waltz, mm-hmm. where Michelle Williams, Sarah Silverman, and Jennifer Podemski are in the shower. And it really, every time I watch this, I'm blown away that Sarah Silverman did this. Even Michelle Williams.
I know. We always talk about Sarah Silverman in this, but like Michelle Williams, I mean, she also got, I mean, she's real full frontal as well, you know?
Oh my God. And first of all, Sarah Silverman had never been naked before when she did this movie.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. So it was so mind-blowing to see this, especially when Sarah Silverman's career had blown up. She had never been naked, and she is in great lighting with two other babes. And this is no Merkins here,
no,
ladies and gentlemen.
This is the real deal on all three of them.
Yeah, it is shocking how great this is. And just three girls talking, showing bush, looking comfortable, and one being Michelle Williams, who's a pretty big star, Dawson's Creek, all the other stuff, and the other being Sarah Silverman in her new debut. It really, truly is mind-blowing that this happened, but it did. 41 minutes into Take This Waltz from 2011, my third favorite group shower scene of all time.
Now, before you saw this scene, did you know that Sarah Silverman had big natural boobs like that? Or was it this scene where you were like, whoa?
Yeah, well, I knew she had big boobs, but
okay, you did. But
yeah.
But we just had never seen them.
Right, I just never seen them, but just
I never knew, because she's not the type of person to lead with her sexuality or make.
No, she dresses, you might call it, a little frumpy occasionally. You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't show off her curves and stuff.
Yeah. So to me, I was like, whoa, who knew you had all that going on this whole time, and what took you so long to show us? But I respect that, because she built her career based on her talent for so long, and then she just happened to do a fantastic group shower nude scene as her first nude. I mean, can we give her a medal? Did she win an Anatomy Award? I'm sure she did.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Group, how best could she full not? Frontal, best group shower scene, whatever. It won a bunch.
Great.
So yeah, it's still as I sit here and watch the scene on a loop as I'm on my computer talking to you, I'm still amazed that Sarah Silverman did this. So this waltz.
Yeah. When we look at all the scenes we've talked about before, you're right. It's like B-list actresses. It's this, it's that, you know, aside from Anne Hesch. So it's like, to do a group shower scene with this caliber of actresses is pretty incredible. I can see why it's number three.
Yeah. Well, I remember also, I think she made our Hanukkah hotties list.
That's
our salute
right.
to the hottest Jewish babes that year. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Really, really just can't say enough about it. So, Take This Waltz, my third favorite. But believe it or not, they're two better. They're two better group shower scenes.
I am just dying to see what these next two are.
Well, number two is from the greatest woman in prison movie of all time. It's from the movie Chained Heat.
I got to write this down, because, you know, I love women in prison anything. Okay, so Chained Heat. All right, got it.
You like Pink in the Clink is what you're saying.
Yes,
huh?
Yeah, love it.
Okay. Well, Chained Heat, and this scene in particular, 31-minute mark, only had B-movie icon Sybil Danning with her huge natural boobs, but it featured child star, now an adult, Linda Blair, who we all know, obviously, is the little girl from The Exorcist.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
How big did Linda Blair's boobs come in when she became an adult? Is that ridiculous or what?
I mean, bam. Late bloomer, well, I guess.
It was funny because...
But a full bloomer.
As a guy who grew up in the 70s, there was The Exorcist, and then, like, all of a sudden, Linda Blair was in these 70s movies like Born Innocent and Sweet Hostage, which were kind of shocking TV movies. Mm-hmm. And so it was weird, because she was this little girl in The Exorcist, but then she starts to do these movies. And I remember she dated Rick James, the super freak. And
she did?
She posed, yeah.
What?
I know, isn't that weird? Super freak.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Super freak and Linda Blair.
Yeah, she posed nude for We Magazine. And then in 1983, does this movie. And there's other girls naked in the scene, but
I see at least four others aside from her and Sybil.
Yeah, and Sybil's like rubbing some soap on Linda Blair's huge boobs. And Sybil Danning has big naturals, but
yes,
Linda Blair's outdo hers. I mean, I think Linda Blair, would you call her a double D? She's got to be, right? Double D Linda Blair?
You know, I believe they are, but they do have a different shape. So Sybil's are more like obviously big, but Linda's are a little bit lower. So you really have to appreciate the whole thing and understand the different. You can have double D's in all different shapes and not sizes, but all different kind of
that's
shapes and forms. And yeah, I think you're right. It's definitely a double D, because that's not a D or a C. I mean, we're in the dub dubs here.
Yeah, but anyway, it's as someone who grew up in the 70s and being a fan from those TV movies with Linda Blair, and then to finally get to see her like this is just, for me, was mind-blowing too. So Chained Heat's group shower scene from the greatest women in prison movie of all time is definitely a group shower scene to see. But Andrea, it's not even the best in the history of group shower scenes. It's number two.
Oh, geez.
And I am now ready to unveil the greatest group shower scene of all time.
All right,
and
I'm ready.
It's so awesome. And you know this movie. It's called Porky's from 1982.
Course. Yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Paint the picture.
Well, just as Phoebe Cates popping off her bikini top in Fast Times was like my pick for like the greatest nude scene of all time, the peeping scene in Porky's is the greatest group shower scene without question. And I mentioned in this list earlier, like when you're in high school or college, like the thought of, especially growing up in the 70s or 80s before the internet and before being able to dick pic pictures and stuff. Right. Like, I can't tell you how like exciting it would have been for a guy to see like the girls in high school or college in a group shower. Like, it would have been amazing.
Oh, and totally.
When this movie came out, it was like every guy's fantasy, getting to spy on the hottest girls in school, taking a group shower after gym class, forget about it. And by the way, this was set in 1954 and the movie was very true to the pubic hair grooming styles of the era.
It's fluffy. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Fluffy.
In fact, there's the famous line when the guys are spying on the girls before Blubber McNeil gets in the way is the famous line that I still quote to this day. There's so much wool you could knit a sweater is a legendary line from Porky's. The guys turn and look at each other. But again, you have Keke Hunter was an actress who may be the most known. Most of these girls are pretty anonymous, but it doesn't matter. There's some towel snapping. There's full frontal. There's bushes. There's six girls, not to mention Blubber McNeil, who you can't see in this little gif we're doing now. But what an amazing group shower scene. My favorite of all time, Porky's from 1982.
Absolutely fantastic, Skin. And you know what I love about kind of taking this stroll down memory lane and getting a bunch of movies in one list from the 80s and the 70s is the amount of natural boobs. It's just like you would never see a six-person group shower scene set today in current times with all six girls having natural boobs. So it's crazy.
I agree.
Like, it just wouldn't happen.
That's a great point.
I love it. It's so refreshing and amazing. And it's a reminder that there are, you know, you forget how great and ample and big and full natural boobs can be, because we just kind of assume when someone has big boobs and they're really nice, oh, those must be fake. No, there's amazing real boobs out there. These are crazy good.
And you don't get to see them, but in my list, as you'll notice, Andrea, my greatest group shower scenes of all time, lots, you know, all natural boobs, all bush, all big bushes. So
that's
there you
go.
I was, I went all natural. no fake boobies, shaved poon for my greatest shower scenes of all time.
And I'm with you on that. I think this list was amazing. And I think the only thing that we like better than showers and hot women is lots of hot women in showers.
Well, thanks for indulging me in my in my list, and I got a ton more of these to do over the course of the year. We'll sprinkle them in
to
the Mr. Skin podcast. But this was fun. Believe me, it was just as fun to talk about it, you know, for this 45 minutes or so. It was even more fun to put the list together. So thank you, Andrea, for being a part of my favorite group shower scenes of all time.
For sure. And everyone, head over to the Mr. Skin podcast, MrSkinPodcast.com, to check out all the great scenes of what we're talking about. And we will see everyone next week. Have a great one.
This concludes another skin-tilating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.